Russia's president blames everything on the West. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Speaking at a conference today, Vladimir Putin has just denied threatening to use nuclear weapons, defended his invasion of Ukraine as necessary to help the Donbas region, and declared a period of Western domination over. Meantime, a Russian foreign ministry official says Western commercial satellites could become legitimate targets if they're involved in the war.
Any attack on U.S. infrastructure will be met with an appropriate response in an appropriate way. And we're going to continue to pursue all means to expose, deter, and hold Russia accountable for any such attack should it occur.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby a short time ago also saying Russia's strategic goals do not appear to have changed and that Putin does not want Ukraine to exist as an independent nation. The White House claiming more progress for the economy after a third quarter turnaround from contraction earlier this year.
The gross domestic product rose 2.6% in the summer quarter. It's a positive reading after the GDP declined in the first half of the year, and the overall GDP number came in stronger than forecast. However, it's not necessarily showing broad improvement in the economy. Excluding transportation, the GDP declined 0.5% in the quarter, and another important reading in the report, core capital goods orders declined 0.7%.
Fox's Jenny Cosola, the economy and high inflation, a top argument for Republicans in the midterm elections. President Biden insisting the new report is evidence of a recovery powering forward. The president's about to head to upstate New York, where Micron's announcing more about its plan to build the largest semiconductor factory in the U.S. Right now, the Dow is up 352 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden marking 4 years since the mass shooting that killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, using it as a call to action.
In a statement, President Biden says he grieves the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in American history and stands with the Squirrel Hill neighborhood and Jewish communities across the country in resolving to combat hate in all its forms. The president says he established a special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, and his administration is working with Congress to secure the largest ever increase in security funding for synagogues and other religious institutions. President Biden also renewed his call for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Police in St. Louis are trying to figure out how the gunman in a Monday school shooting got back the rifle he used. They're confirming that someone known to the family had taken it away at the request of the suspect's mother earlier this month, after police said he was legally permitted to have it. 19-year-old Orlando Harris killed a student and a teacher at his former high school before he was killed in a shootout with police. Tesla is reportedly under federal investigation over self-driving technology.
Reuters reports the Biden administration launched a previously undisclosed probe into Tesla last year, following more than a dozen crashes, some of them fatal, involving Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system, which was activated during the accidents. Tesla CEO Elon Musk told Automotive News in 2020 the autopilot problem stems from customers using the system in ways contrary to Tesla's instructions. The company says it'll soon release full self-driving software updates.
Fox's Jeff Minasso, the White House recently pushing back on reports of national security reviews into Elon Musk, who's moving to close on his renewed bid to buy Twitter ahead of a court-imposed deadline tomorrow. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.